Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, I go through a lot of different information every day to do a 1 hour show. And there are a lot of different things that I could just, you know, pick out that everybody else is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I clearly don't want to talk about what other people are talking about.
Nah, man, we got to keep that steady beat. We have a mission here.
Yeah, man. And when you see where the nation is headed, and we all know where it's headed, man. We do know, and we do know that it's going to be a bloodletting.
Stochastic terrorist guerrilla warfare in the streets. It's gnarly, man.
In 2022, we know Republicans are going to regain control. And I'd like to talk to people who call themselves independents right now.
Yeah.
And because after it's all said and done, they're the ones who determine.
Oftentimes, yeah, it's that middle group, the quote-unquote undecided.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, let's be honest, man. The only reason Joe Biden won this last time and the Democrats won was suburban white women who voted Republican before for Donald Trump decided to go the other way because Donald Trump was just such a lunatic that they couldn't tolerate it anymore. Their husbands,
yeah,
on the other hand, who voted for Donald Trump, they're still with him.
And I don't even think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to legitimately run in 2024. I really don't think
so. Well, he doesn't have to run.
Precisely.
The damage is already done because the automatons, he's already gotten control. He already controls the horizontal. He already controls the vertical.
But I already adjusted my screen. I don't give a damn.
Well, you're not the issue.
Yeah.
And neither are the listeners to this show. The issue are all of those other conservative outlets that they have control over. And the sheer finances, the truckloads of money. As Tom always says, they have it. And so with that, they've got control over the media. And you know, as long as that's the case, and every time I talk with Democrats, they say, well, we don't have any money. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have any money? To act as if only Republicans have money is crazy. Who do we have on the line?
We got Wisco Paul. He's in chorus, man. He's in chorus.
Hey, Wisco Paul, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I always listen. I just don't always call. And you're 100% correct. Hit the nail on the head. Media is controlled by the money people. And, you know, a scary thought. I'm just going to leave you with two things. I certainly hope Trump doesn't run again, because that's the scariest thought of all.
He doesn't want to be a two-time loser. He doesn't.
Well, yeah. Well, who knows? There was a poll on MSNBC last night that it was like, I don't know, 46, 45, you know. And the Republicans, if they get control of the Congress, the first thing they're going to do is impeach Biden. That'll be job number one.
Mm-hmm.
But in this state, we're going to end up with gerrymandered districts again. And the other thing that really scares me in this state is Rebecca Clayfish. So the whole thing's really scary, Earl. And thanks for what you do, because you get the truth out there. I appreciate it.
So, Wisco Paul, the fact that Rebecca Clayfish, you know, I call the strawberry shortcake, could even be considered as the governor of the state of Wisconsin, yeah, we thought Scott Walker was bad.
It says a lot, doesn't it?
But have you, and you know what? She is going to, it's going to be close. Because again, that mentality that those scientists were talking about permeates the state. So, you know, if you've ever heard Strawberry Shortcake speak or talk about anything of relevance, I've never heard her say anything relevant. But yet she's going to have a 50-50 chance. And let's be clear, you know, Governor Evers is a nice man who is, you know, has no fight in him. I'm just, you know, he has no fight in him. And Rebecca Clayfish has plenty of fight in her.
I appreciated those five vetoes, though. You know, those insane abortion bills that the Republican legislation is trying to pass in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, Evers, I mean, those right kinds there. Of things.
I like
yes.
it.
Those kinds of things, yes. But that wasn't going to get through anyway. I'm talking about there are many different things that he should be fighting for that he's not. You know, to be quite frank with you, Strawberry Shortcake has a bigger pair than the husband. And she's always had that. But the fact that she is going to be the competition and could possibly win says all that, you know, I've been talking about for this past hour, about how far we've come and how dangerous a time this is. Make no mistake about it, we're in a seriously, seriously dangerous time in this nation. And I don't know how we get out of it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan, as always, man. You know, you keep on doing what you're doing.
Doing it.
And we'll keep on moving forward. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'll be back on tomorrow. See you later.
Take care, my friend.